This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
2, 3, 4. If you're looking for advice from a real girl who might not have the answers, but goddamn she'll try, just a tip, then you'll be on your way. With Meg and Batoon on Friday.
Welcome to Just a Tip, an advice podcast hosted by me, Megan Batoon. This morning, I didn't have a cup for water to take a hair growth pill, so I sprayed the bottle I used to shoo my cats into my mouth, and that worked. So that's why I have a friend here to help me help you. Lore DIY, Lauren Remacki, is here in the studio.
Nailed it. I'm so proud that I know my last name is just like very intimidating and like kind of a mess.
There's so many I's in it.
So many I's. There's four, and there's two next to each other, and that really freaks people out.
Yeah. Why is that?
It's a Finnish thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's actually a town in Finland called Riimäki.
But you're Japanese.
Half Japanese, half white.
Okay, and the white is Finnish.
White is Finnish.
Whoa, have you been to Finland?
I have not, but I've walked around on Google Maps. Like, you know, you can drop your little person. I walked around like my last name's town just to like see what it looked like.
Oh, really? Like a Google Earth situation?
Yeah. We can walk your little man around.
Whoa, I didn't know you could do that on Google Earth. Google Maps. What's Google Earth?
I don't know. I'm like, what's Google Earth now? Now I forget.
Did I make that up? No.
No, that's a thing for sure.
Okay.
That's a thing for sure.
Yes. I always like when I'm going on Google Earth, there's always like some people in it. And that's always interesting because like, what if you were searching your hometown and you saw like not an ancestor of yours, but like you're like in a different dimension.
Yeah.
If you like saw a family member of yours and you're like, you're always going to be there on Google Earth.
Well, like, have you seen those? Like, I feel like BuzzFeed always does a really good job of curating those lists of like great Google Earth moments. And it's like a cat throwing up. There's like one of this like hiker zipping his jorts off. Like
really?
He's like, or not jorts. What am I thinking of?
Yeah.
You know, like the pants that zip off.
Yeah. Whatever those
There's
are.
There's like a spot of him like at the Grand Canyon unzipping his bottom half of his pants.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so it's like if you get caught there, it's like
that's it
for you.
That's like your Pompeii.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna be like that forever on Google Earth.
Yep.
Are the people that drive those vans that have the yellow things on top, is that Google Earth? Or is that like painters that I always think
no,
is
that's
Google
like
Earth?
It's like all, the little Google car, right? I know what you're talking about.
Right?
It's got like the 360 cam on top of it.
Right, but it's not branded or anything. It's just like a white van. Kind of, right?
I feel like the ones I've seen have definitely branded. I don't know.
It says like Google Earth on it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Maybe I'm looking at something else. Maybe I'm just looking at a painter's company. Okay. Well, you may know Lauren for making virtually anything on YouTube, but after a quick internet stalk, I found that you won French awards in middle school.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Why is this coming up from my history? Oh, no.
Is this true?
I mean, so in Canada, there's this thing that's super common in high schools where you do French immersion.
What's this?
And so basically, it's like you do all your core classes. So like not your electives like gym or art or anything, but you do all your core classes in French.
Stop.
From grade 7 until like 11-ish.
Wait, that's so Montreal of Canada. Isn't like Montreal the French version, like Toronto and...
Yeah, so
Vancouver,
like Quebec
like
is
less...
like the French, the core French-speaking province of Canada.
But you're from Toronto.
Yeah, so I'm from just outside of Niagara Falls in Canada. But it's like pretty much, I think, across Canada because French is our second language. So like, I don't know any Spanish. I know zero.
Really?
Like,
can you
zero.
Say, you could probably say like, where's the bathroom?
No.
You can't?
I don't know anything.
Oh my God, cool.
I don't know anything.
You know how to say like black or white?
In Spanish?
Yeah.
No, I don't know anything.
Red?
No. Someone asked me for agua not too long, and I was like, what? What
do you want? That's half of it. Water.
I know. Yeah, exactly. I know. We learned zero Spanish, like literally zero Spanish. So like our second language is French. And so as much like people know basics of Spanish, right, from school, and like that's what we learn on the flip side in French.
So you can speak French?
No, not really. Not really.
But you can say, where's the bathroom?
I can say, where's the bathroom in French.
How do you say it?
Oh no. All
Wait,
the French.
Let me try also. Let's both try.
Do you know it?
Well, I mean, like, I went to Paris once in my life. Okay. And I was like, I knew that I've hosted in Canada on like the French side. And like, they didn't laugh at any of my jokes because I was American. So I was like, oh, going into Paris, I was like, they hate Americans. So I've got to like pay my respect and just try and do this like French thing so that they would just tell me like where the bathroom is or like how to get a latte or something. So I like took a little course on this app called Duolingo, which is like a language learning app.
Okay, is it like Rosetta Stone?
I've never had Rosetta Stone because I think Rosetta Stone is like hundreds of dollars.
I think
when
so
I was
too.
Like younger, I was like, I don't care that much. But this app is like free for a little bit. So wait, we're saying where's the bathroom?
Where's the bathroom?
Oh shoot, I don't know how to say where. Wait, ooh.
Oh. Où est la salle de bain?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, où est la salle de bain? I'm pretty sure it's right.
I can say I am a cat.
key sentences that we need.
Je suis un chat. And I feel like Ariana Grande would say that. So, like, that works.
True. I mean, yeah, that's where it, like, really lies to be, like, integral in your life.
How? Here's a question about Ariana. How was she able to wear those little ears and not be a weirdo? Like, only... Like, the people that wear cat ears in high school were, like, gothy type of, like, Amelie-loving girls that just wanted to be different.
Uh-huh.
But, like, now she's made it this thing to where it's normal.
I mean, I'm not mad at her.
I'm not either. I love it. But I could – I think I'm mad because I could never pull it off.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And also just, like – I'm pretty sure her head has no feeling left in it to like
it
be
can't.
Able to wear headbands every single day and also wear the ponytail that she wears. I'm pretty
That's
sure.
That's got her hair is probably like 15 pounds.
It's got to be.
It hurts.
She must have so much ponytail weave in there. Like, it's unreal.
I wonder if her like hairline is going to start going back.
Oh, yeah.
It's
like
pulling
JoJo
back
was?
So much. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder.
I don't know. Is that a thing? I, like, always get nervous when I wear my hair in the ponytails for, like, too many days in a row that, like, it's going to start moving backwards.
Mine just looks like I've given up when I put my hair in a ponytail. It's also so short now that I can't
No,
even
I feel like you have a really good hairline, though.
Oh, I got it lasered.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I got my hairline lasered because it looked like Drake. You know, he had, like, very, like,
oh, like
geometrical...
His, what does that mean?
So, like, if you look at any photo of me from, like, 3 years ago, photo or video, you can see, like, I have, like, a tiny forehead because all of my hair is, like, kind of going closer into my eyebrows.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so I heard, like, I was like, I feel like I should do this. But then somebody that I told that I wanted to, like, laser my hairline, they're like, don't do it. Kim Kardashian did it, and she, like, super regrets it. And then I was like, okay, Kim can do her thing, but I'm still going to do it.
Right, YOLO.
And it was, like, the best thing ever. It was, like, $5, and it's gone.
Wow. Wait, so you only had to do it once? Because don't you have to, like, laser, like, 7 times?
It definitely comes back. So I've done it, I think, at this point, probably around, like, 5 to 7 times.
Whoa.
Yeah, because I got my sideburns lasered, too.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude. I started with, like, my legs and my arms and shit like that, but then I ended up being like, oh, I could do this on my face if it's safe enough, and it totally is safe enough.
I'm like, guys, like, if you had a visual, my mouth has been gaping for the last like 60 seconds. I'm tripping. Okay, so like, here's my thing is that, and Adeline, who's also half Filipino,
yes,
her and I have had this conversation so many times where she's, I can't remember if she shaved her baby hairs,
okay,
but we both have so many baby hairs. I'm always like, I'm 25. This is not going away. Like, what can I do to rectify this situation?
Right. Like, around your hairline or, like, behind your
neck?
No,
like, on my forehead.
Oh.
Like, do you see my baby hair situation here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's, like, very severe. And they're just never going to grow.
Right. I mean, I like them, though.
I mean...
Do you hate them?
I just wish that, like... I don't know. I feel like a hairline is a first world problem, but it's like, like, you know, everyone's got like their thing. Like, I'm always like, for
everyone,
Christmas, I want a new hairline.
That's so funny.
No, but it's like a thing for me. It's like, my hairline is so annoying because I have so many baby hairs. Like, hairstylists are always just like putting 10 pounds of hairspray and they're like, wow, these are really untamable. And I'm like, yeah, I know they are.
Jeez. That's crazy. That is funny that you say that. Everyone does have one thing that they're like,
totally,
I hate this about myself. Uh-huh. How crazy is that? Like, who's the most perfect person that you imagine in your mind?
Oh, my gosh. In my mind?
Like, that you've ever seen a picture of or, like, heard about, dead or alive? Anyone that,
like,
you're just like, they are perfection. Obviously, no one is perfect. But
right.
Like,
maybe, like, honestly, Ariana Grande is probably up there.
Yeah. I bet you she hates something about herself.
Yeah, she probably does.
That we have no idea.
We have no idea. And like Alexis Ren, too.
Who's this?
Alexis Ren. She was the girl that dated Jay Alvarez. They were like the travel couple.
Okay.
She's so cute. Like her face is just like perfect. And she like, it looks like she wears no makeup.
You know who has a perfect face, too?
Who has a perfect
Cameron
face?
Cameron Diaz. Do you remember her in The Mask? She had that red dress walking into the bank.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. She's still hot now.
Dude, I know.
Yeah.
You know who's aged so well?
Who?
Steve Carell.
Yo, Steve Carell got hotter.
Oh my God.
Right?
I've been watching The Office like my whole life since it's been on. And totally. Like, I've always loved him because he's Steve Carell. But now, like, Salt and Pepper Steve is.
Oh, yeah. I'm here for Salt and Pepper Steve.
Is my dad.
Yeah. Your daddy. what was the movie I just watched? It's the one that has Timothy
Chalamet.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. I just love saying his last name.
Chalamet. Yeah. It's so he's like the dad, and it's the drug addiction movie. I can't remember.
There's so many of those.
I know there's so many, but it was Timothy and Steve Carell, and it was such a good movie.
Oh, I gotta see it.
He was hot.
What's the last? I saw Office Space yesterday. I'm doing this thing where I wrote all of these movies I've never seen, mm-hmm. just so I could be able to like reference things in like more
pop
comedic.
Culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I watched Casablanca for the first time.
Okay. I haven't seen that.
Seen that?
No.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
I haven't seen. No, but yeah, you're right. Those are the classics.
I'm like,
yeah.
So I'm like going through like all these old films and then all these like 90s sick rom-coms that I've never seen, like Pretty Woman and When Harry Met Sally and There's Something About Mary.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm like, I'm downloading a bunch of American.
Wow, you're catching up.
I really am.
That's great.
I just never watched movies when I was younger because I just fell asleep all the time. Like, I was, like, narcoleptic borderline for real. I have so many pictures of people, like, taking pictures of me at parties. And it's not because I was wasted or drunk or anything.
Just literally
I was just sleeping. Like, I just had never got to, like, the first drink. I was just like, well, time to sleep now.
And then you just died. Do you still have that now?
No.
You grew out of it.
It was so weird. Like, when I first moved to LA, it was, like, from 20 to 22. I would just sleep everywhere. I have, like, grids of pictures of me just sleeping in random places.
Wow.
Weird.
Is that like I feel like that's like a safety hazard almost.
Totally. Speaking of safety hazard, I had another fun fact that when I was trying to internet stalk, and that you were allergic to 56 different things.
Oh my God, yeah. Have you ever done those allergy tests where they like dot you on your arm and then they scratch each one and it's like whichever ones swell up?
No.
It's like you're having like a minor reaction to.
So you had 15 or 56 swelled up little dots on you?
Yeah, so they test you for 56 things. At the allergist that I went to, and they all swelled up. Like, some of them were like joining together.
Stop it.
Yeah, I know. I'm just
making
like,
alliances.
Oh my, I'm literally making alliances, like joining colonies. Honestly, I just like, after that, I was like, do I belong in a bubble?
But oh my God.
Like, things have gotten so much better since moving to LA because there's like less pollen, or maybe it's just a different atmosphere, but like the pollen where I'm from and like all the greenery, outdoorsy things, I die. I just straight up die.
I don't have allergies, but every time that it happens here, everyone is dying at the same
dying.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm part of that group of dead
Jeez.
People. Yeah.
Are you allergic to food?
Another fun fact, almonds make my face literally explode.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can't have almond milk either?
I don't know. I've never tried. I'm too nervous.
Oh, yeah. Why would you?
Yeah, exactly. I feel like it's not quite a risk. I'd like have the almond milk at my mouth and EpiPen in leg. Like,
totally. Yeah, at the same time. Whoa.
Yeah. So that's fun.
That's fun. Well, this is not a podcast about being allergic to things, although that would be really fun. This is an advice podcast. People write into us with their sticky situations, and we do our best to try and help them.
Heck yeah.
With our expertise. Tell us everything that you want to about anything you want to. Are you ready?
I love that. So open-ended.
Yes.
Great.
Oh my God. I'm definitely not putting us in a box at all.
Perfect. Great.
Okay, here we go. Actually, wait, how old are you first?
25.
Okay, this person is 23.
Oh, great. Okay, been there.
Yes, same. I'm 23 and I dropped out of high school my sophomore year to help my mom start a business. I've been her right hand for 7 years now and I only get paid $300 a month. I finally got my GED and told my mom I wanted out of the family business. Drama! Tea! I've been applying to anything that pops up, but 3 months of interviews have gotten me nowhere. I'm starting to get frustrated and don't know how to improve my resume. Do you have any tips on how to get hired? From Frugal and Frustrated. This is interesting because both of our jobs, like, are not this.
Oh my God, but I've worked so many, like.
Same!
Yeah, I've worked so many. I feel like I have so many friends that, like, just grew up doing YouTube and they never worked a real job.
Yeah.
But I've worked so many like regular quote unquote jobs.
Yeah. Like what?
I scooped ice cream. I taught piano and guitar. I was a grocery store cashier.
Let's dive into this one.
Okay.
A grocery store cashier.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know in Trader Joe's when you are buying something, they have to compliment whatever you're buying?
Really?
I think it's like their training.
Was not that bougie.
Yeah.
We were okay. Just there to make minimum wage and check people out.
Okay. So did you ever like make small talk on purpose? Like, did your manager say like you gotta do this to
oh
make,
no
you were just like ring no, up no,
no.
and leave
no they were just happy if we gave the change back correctly. Yeah, like expectations were real low.
Whoa, what type of grocery store is it like?
It would be like, so it's called Sobeys in Canada, so it'd be comparable to maybe like a Ralph's, like,
okay,
like a mid-tier one.
Sure.
Like not anything scary, maybe like mid to higher.
Okay.
I don't know, it wasn't like a scary one, but it was like, we definitely didn't have to compliment people on what they're buying.
Totally. So when was that? What age?
That was all throughout high school.
So you could start working at 15, right? In Canada? Because that's in America, it was 15.
I think 16. I worked under the table 1 year when I was 15, though. So I think it's 16.
Yeah. How short was the table? Such a dumb
dad joke,
literal
dad joke.
Super dad joke. Oh, man. Under the table, that's interesting. Were you scared?
No. I was like my first job too. So they were just like handing me wads of cash and I was like, holy crap, I am rich. At 15, yeah. Like I was like,
dude,
holy
same.
Crap, this is great.
15 seems like such a small age when you are 15, but
yeah.
Like thinking about it now, it's like, yeah, you should have a job.
Oh my God, yeah. I totally think kids should like start working as soon as they're of age.
Yeah. What, did you ever work a serving job?
Oh yeah, and then I hosted.
Okay.
And then I did 2 years of serving.
I think everyone needs to serve.
I agree.
It's so vital.
I totally agree. So eye-opening. You learn a lot.
You learn so... Do you have any horror stories? Did you ever spill anything on anybody?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I dropped an entire tray of drinks on someone and their camera.
Oh, my God.
On a patio.
Were they mad or were they...
No, they were really nice. They were really nice. And, okay, there was also this one... And this is a reoccurring dream that I have based on this one night. So I used to work at this Irish pub and I would do...
I worked at an Irish pub!
No, you didn't!
What's yours called? Let's say at the same
Kilton.
Time.
Oh, sorry.
Kiltons?
Kilt and Clover.
Oh, that's so cute.
So Irish.
That's like a vegan Irish restaurant, it sounds like.
Definitely was
kilt
not vegan. Definitely was.
I just said Kilt and Closure. That's
no,
my restaurant.
Wait, Koisa, what was yours called?
Mine was called Liam Fitzpatrick's.
Oh, that's
actually
Irish.
Still there. Is yours still there?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay. Oh, in Florida, things change all the time because they just fail. Like
yeah,
businesses
yeah,
fail
yeah,
and
yeah,
fail.
Totally,
and fail.
Totally.
Okay, so did you have to wear a kilt?
Yeah. But it was like a cute one. It was just like a cute, like plaid skirt. And
cute.
You could, like, and obviously, like, the shorter it was, the more tips you usually got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you wear thigh-high or, like, knee-high socks?
No, it was, like, just sneakers and, like, a beer t-shirt.
Oh, that's really cute.
It was honestly pretty cute, yeah.
Dude, mine was way worse. Our kilt had to be, like, dress code.
Oh,
and then we had knee-high socks, black, like, serving shoes.
Like the rubber ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then we wear a white button-down in a black vest. Like,
wow.
Gross.
Wow, that's not
I gotta go back and see if it's still like that.
Wow. It probably
That's how
is.
I started doing calligraphy is on the menu board.
Oh, really?
I've actually never told anyone that. That's cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's where you learn calligraphy? Yeah, I definitely had the best handwriting out of all like the bros who worked there. And so
yeah.
I was always like writing the chalkboard specials and stuff.
Yeah.
Not calligraphy. Doesn't look as good as yours now, but.
Whoa. Okay, what was your favorite job of all of those high school jobs that you went and worked at?
Honestly, probably the serving one. Like, even though there was definitely some, like, traumatic nights and days and stuff, like, I made so many good friends and, like, you learn so much. And honestly, like, too, I made bank.
Yeah. Oh, serving is the best.
Yeah.
The best job
yeah.
that you can have because, like, you're coming out with cash every day.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a serving nightmare, though?
Okay, so this is what I was, like, about to tell you. Okay, so I used to work Sunday nights by myself. There'd be, like, one...
By yourself?
Because it was, like, so chill. This bar was, like, kind of in the middle of nowhere. There was two locations, like, one kind of poppin' and one kind of quiet.
Okay.
And so I'd work Sunday nights by myself at this quiet location, and there'd be, like, one dude in the kitchen, one bartender. And one night, everyone just decided that, like, Kilt and Clover was the spot on Sunday night. And I still have reoccurring dreams about having too many tables and not being able to, like,
oh my God.
Do them all properly.
Dude, having a dream or in real life where you forget that you have a table.
Oh my
that
God.
Sits.
Yeah.
And then they leave.
Yeah.
I feel so
oh, there's
bad.
Nothing worse. There's nothing. I think I learned all my time management skills off of serving.
Yeah. I bet.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, a bunch of multitasking skills. I had a dream the other day that I had too many tables.
Yeah.
And I haven't served in like 10 years.
So many years. It's like scarring.
It's traumatizing.
PTSD. Yeah.
For sure. Dang. Okay. So for a resume for that. Oh, here's a question before we even get to the resume question. Is a lot of people that serve, you can't get a serving job unless you have already had serving experience. Did you experience yeah. that in Canada?
So I started hostessing first.
Same.
And then that's how I got moved up to a server. I did a summer of hostessing and then I came back to the same restaurant and they like upped me to a server.
Right. So that's the trajectory that you're supposed to do.
Totally.
But a lot of people are like, I need a serving job and I don't want to host. And so like they lie on their resume because, and usually I'm like, no, don't lie. But in serving jobs, even if you're working in a new place and have already served, you have to like shadow another server so you can kind of glean
pick
how to
up,
do the job
yeah. And I mean everyone's like POS system is different anyway,
right? So like technically if you can't get a serving job, this is the worst advice I will ever give, but I do know this for a fact that it's benign in nature. It's not wild and like detrimental. If you say that you've served and you haven't served, you are going to be fine. Like if you are a host or like a busser or something at a restaurant, you worked at the restaurant, like say that you served because you'll get a serving job.
That's close enough. And you'll make so much more money.
You'll make so much more money.
Yeah.
But if you can host, it's better that way.
Totally. Because then you know like the floor plan and stuff.
That's so important too. Yeah. Yeah. So in terms of resume tips, do you have any?
Oh my God, hire my mom. She makes great resumes. My mom was
really?
The one to always like edit my resume and make me sound so much more professional. Like she turned me being a cashier into like the most managerial time management,
right?
Like cost analysis looking job.
Whoa.
No, but I think it's just like taking the skills that you learn from your, I guess like the family business and turning those into buzzwords. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like managerial, time management, organization.
Right. Organization is the best buzzword you can ever have.
I totally agree.
It's the best. Well, have you ever been on the other side of like hiring someone that has a resume and you're looking at all these resumes and you're just like, this is a word I don't care about. This, you're just fluffing this up and you're kind of like,
yeah,
I guess like crossing out all of the fluff in order to get to actually what they are doing.
Totally. It's definitely a balance of like fluffing and having actual content.
Right.
Yeah.
I've seen so many resumes when I'm trying to hire people that I'm like, I can't even read what you are doing because there's so many buzzwords.
Right. Oh my gosh. So much fluff around what it actually just turns into actual fluff.
Right. So balance it out.
Yeah. Balance it out. And also think too, like there's so many jobs now where you can start at like the very bottom, but there's an amazing trajectory if you want to keep working up. Like Starbucks and Costco.
Yeah.
They like send their employees to get like post-education or post-secondary education or like, you know, you get benefits and paid really well.
That's so good.
Yeah, when you start moving up. So I feel like maybe like, I guess she already said she's applying for everything.
Yeah, 3 months. I wonder where she's gone. I also wonder where she lives. I need more information.
Yeah, we need a...
But yeah, 3 months, she's starting to get frustrated. Okay, if we had to give her a couple tips on how to improve the resume, we said buzzwords.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if it looks bad, like just make it look a little cleaner.
Super clean, yeah.
I wonder if there's anything, I mean, I love comedy so much that I'd be like, put something like personality driven, either in like the beginning or the end,
because
everyone's is the same. Everyone wants to look so professional.
Something to like set you apart a little bit.
Right. But something that rides the line of like funny and personality driven, but also professional.
Totally.
I wonder if there's a balance or like a cover letter. Maybe in the cover letter you can, I don't know if you send a cover letter for like restaurant resumes.
Yeah, cover letters are the worst. Oh, God.
If you were to make a resume today, what would you put on it?
What would I put on it?
Yeah.
I would literally just take all the buzzwords from like what I do now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good. What would buzzwords be of a job like ours? There's so many like people skills. Literally every
time
editing
management,
software.
Yeah. Editing software, photography.
Yeah.
Like
equipment knowledge.
Production.
Yeah.
on camera,
post-production,
truly
there's a good
everything.
Buzzword.
Dude, our jobs are hard. And I feel like some people don't understand.
Oh my gosh. I feel like it's like a dangerous topic to talk about.
I know.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't have said hard. But there's so much that goes
into
it.
It's so different.
It's also like, we're the creative everything. We figure out what we want to do. And then we're also like getting the props. Like we do everything.
I mean, there's such a small part of it that actually goes on to like the internet where people see.
Right.
And it's just the other stuff, like the behind the scenes stuff and the after stuff and the prep stuff that no one sees and people don't take into consideration, I feel like.
Have you ever filmed an entire video and you're like, this is absolute shit and didn't put it up?
I feel like more often I've accidentally filmed a video and forgot to turn the microphone on.
Not every time. That would suck. But that's happened to me multiple times. And I like have a breakdown at the end.
It is so sad.
And I keep them in. I keep my breakdowns in.
Wait, is it just like a silent breakdown though? Because there's no audio?
No. Well, because I have I usually put like a Zoom mic above my head.
Okay.
I have a Rode mic, but like a very like $35
right,
one off
right,
Amazon
right.
on the onboard mic just so I can sync it together.
Yeah.
So like it's still better than
nothing. Right.
And you can hear it, but it is like, I'm like, oh my God, I'm an idiot. Oh my God, what? I'm worthless.
It's just
like,
and there's nothing more like defeating than forgetting to put your microphone on.
Dude, that, if I didn't have a backup mic, that's how neurotic I am also. Having a backup mic. Like if I
Oh my God. Well, no, the other day my mic didn't work and I had to start again. And it's like with DIY too, it's
well,
tough
yeah,
because you only
have to
shoot
make
it once.
The whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. So it was tough. And I was like, hopefully the jokes still land the second time.
Right. I always feel so hack when I like stutter on a delivery of a joke and I have to do the joke again.
I know.
And that's why
I know.
I could never have an editor, but I'm trying, but like I don't want an editor because they're going to see all of my bad takes.
Oh, girl, you just got to swallow your pride and just let people see your second takes.
Dude, sometimes I have fourth and fifth and sixth takes on the same joke.
I mean, it's fine. Do what you got to do.
Oh my God.
I promise it's not worse than other things editors have seen.
Yeah, oh, I bet. Because sometimes I'll just be like, I don't like write my videos or anything.
Yeah.
So I'm just like sitting there and waiting for something to come out. So sometimes I'll be like, oh, I think I know a funny thing. And I'll just stare off into the distance like three minutes of nothing. And then I'll say a joke.
Right. Okay, so you might have to work on that, making your footage a little more concise if you get an editor.
Totally. I'll be like, sorry. Okay, before we move on, job interviews. This person will probably have to go on another interview if her resume is good. What's a good interview tip?
Oh my gosh, so much prep. So much prep.
Like what?
Learning about the company, learning about a little bit of their history. It always made me want to throw up in like nerves when people were like, so what do you know about us? And it's really like a really open-ended question.
Oh no, I hate that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like worthless stuff. Like, it's not going to help you be a better server if you know who founded it in freaking 1795, you
right.
know? But prep so that you came prepared, because then I think that just kind of shows that, like, you're committed to the job is
totally.
What they're looking for.
Right, and that you just, like, put effort in
yeah.
any way. I think that's such a good tip. If I were to be interviewing for a job like that, I would probably look on Yelp or something.
Totally.
And just, like, look at all the most popular dishes or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's a different type of job, look at, I guess, fun facts about the people that are working there.
Right.
And then in your interview, you can, like, kind of pull that and be like,
that's good. That's different.
Yeah, because
yeah.
it's, like, we'll set you apart. You could bring something up on Yelp and be like, oh, my God, everybody loves this.
Right.
Or the other one, you could just be like, I saw that you ran a marathon last month. Like, oh, my God, sick. And then it's like, oh, you know a little bit more than people that are talking about who founded it.
Right. Yeah.
Basically, you want to stand out.
Uh-huh. I agree. Totally. Just stand out. And then what was the other thing, too? My mom always says, be yourself, but don't be yourself.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing about being yourself. It's hard, especially if you don't know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, like, when we're going for jobs like this, it's like, we're super young. We don't know who we are.
Totally.
And then you also are trying to, like, be who they want you to be, but then
right.
you're like, you gotta, okay, pull that back and then
be yourself.
And also
be, like, a little formal
right.
and, you know, super respectful and, like, obviously it's not appropriate to, like, drop slang for the most part, depending on, like, where you're interviewing.
Totally.
Yeah.
I like be yourself, but
don't be yourself. Basically where that came from is my dad worked at General Motors for, like, 30 years
uh-huh.
and then applied to be a mailman as, like, a part-time retired job.
Okay.
So he hadn't interviewed in literally 30 years. And so he was like, oh my God, like I'm 45 interviewing for a new job.
Right.
Yeah. So my mom was just like, be yourself, but don't be yourself, Greg.
Greg. I think we helped, right?
I think so.
Yes. Those are tips on how to get hired. Best of luck.
Good luck in the world.
Our next question. We don't have an age. Make up an age.
19.
Okay, that's good. This person is 19.
Great.
I have a childhood best friend that just so happens to be a guy. We've never dated or even flirted, and our relationship has always been platonic. But my boyfriend doesn't believe that guys and girls can just remain friends. Oh, a just friend situation. He is uncomfortable at the thought of me hanging out with a guy one-on-one, regardless of who he is, and says that he is willing to leave if he finds out that I did. My best friend is coming into town soon, but now I feel uncomfortable making plans with him. I really want to see him, but how do I go about it without dishonoring my boyfriend's opinion?
Girl, you need to drop him.
That's bad.
You gotta drop him.
I don't like that.
No, that like makes my stomach turn and feel icky. There are so many people who, like, if people go into a relationship without trust, I mean,
oh God.
I mean, and like, we have no context. So, like, if this person has maybe slipped up in the past, mm-hmm. okay, then like, maybe there's more grounds for like this scenario. But
right.
If everything has been chill your entire relationship and someone is coming at you with that kind of jealousy, girl, you gotta go.
Jealousy is the worst. You went to emo night the other day, right?
Yesterday. I went yesterday.
All, okay. Before, I have to say this before I even get into that because I will not remember because okay. I am such an emo little twarp.
Twerp.
That was going in a...
No, I think you're going for twat and twerp, and then it was twarp.
It was going in a bad direction, so I tried to steer clear. There's a song lyric, an emo song lyric that says, jealousy is the cousin of greed.
Is that from Cute What We Aim For?
Yeah. That's a fun thing. I'll just say lyrics and you tell me what band
yeah,
said it.
This, once an emo, always an emo.
So I truly think that that's going on here. That's jealousy in general is just like, oh,
it's the worst.
And it's just greed of like, you want what they have or you want more attention or yep. you just want more than what you have. And that's all jealousy is. But emo night, back to this. I've never been, and I think like 3 to 4 people last night on my Instagram stories, I mean on their Instagram stories,
right.
We're all at this place.
Heck yeah.
Are the songs always the same or do they always change? Who sings the songs? What is it?
Okay, so there's like a small version they have at Echoplex.
Okay.
And then, so like that's the one that was last night. But then they sometimes do like a big, big one where there's, oh yeah, she's nodding her head. She knows Emo and I. She knows Emo.
You went to last night? October.
Oh, the big one. Yes, I went to the big one too. So
oh my God.
The big one, they do actual bands. So like Mayday Parade was there. Boys like.
Dashboard Confessional.
Oh my God, stop. I'm going to cry.
Yeah. So
wait,
like,
they were there?
Yeah, yeah. The big bands for the big show come. And then for the small one, usually they just have DJs that play the throwbacks. But like
okay.
last night, like one of the guys from Simple Plan came and like did a little thing on stage. I don't even know if he was really singing. I think he was just like up there. Yeah. I was excited though. I did not disappoint an OG Simple Plan fan. I was down.
Right. Okay. So the DJ spins all the records and you all just dance and there's nobody on stage. It's just like a club.
There was like so many people on stage.
Oh.
But it's the emos. It's the, like the people.
The
like,
emo.
Like we as emos are on stage.
That's so cool. Wait, can we find out when the next big one is? And I'm
Huntington Beach in April. What else do you need to know?
Oh my God. I think
are
it's
you
April?
The street team for emo night?
Yeah, I am, basically.
I think it's April 28th in Huntington Beach, on the beach.
On the beach?
Wait, who's going to be there?
If Dashboard's going to be there, I'm going to be there.
I don't think Dashboard's going to be there.
That's sad.
Yeah, they just got a Dashboard, though. You think you missed Dashboard.
They just happened?
Well, in October, Dashboard was there.
Sad.
Yeah.
Anyway. I love Dashboard.
Emo night is great, and you should definitely come.
Okay, cool. Good to know. Speaking of... Not emo night. Well, maybe emo night if this girl breaks up with her boyfriend. Does she talk to him about it or is it not even worth it? Is this person... Because some people, once they think that people can't be friends, they're just like...
So set.
Yeah.
I mean, I think every issue in a relationship is worth a conversation. But I don't know. That's tough. Yeah, because if he's super set in his ways or if this person has slipped up in the past.
Right.
That's like, I feel like we don't have enough context.
Yeah.
But it's definitely worth a conversation to be like, hey, I want to be with you. I am with you. Right. I'm not with this person. I don't want to be with this person. Or maybe it's even like, if it's that big of a deal, it's like they all grab dinner together or something.
I think that's a great idea.
Because then if like he sees that the friend is literally just a friend and totally. They get to know each other and have a relationship as well, like a friendship.
Right.
Then like that's chill.
I think that's the best course of action. Do you think that girls and guys can be just friends?
I for sure think so.
Me too. But every guy I talk to says otherwise.
I think because guys know guys' minds. And yeah. Like, I definitely think I have some friends that, like, would be down if I expressed interest.
Totally. Oh, 100%.
Yeah, exactly. But it's just, like, we're not, like, freaking, you know, psycho people that can't control our urges. Like, I think...
right.
I think everyone's, you know, chill about it and...
Yeah, I think one or the other is going to fall for the other. It's just if you talk about it or not. Because I bet you saw so many people that are best friends are in love with their best friend.
True.
And they just won't say anything because they would rather be as close as they can.
Right.
With however they can.
Ah, God, yeah, that's always such a messy, messy topic.
It is. Okay. Is there where is the line between controlling and protective in a relationship?
Oh, man. Yeah, that's so tough. I feel like that also depends on, like, what you guys have been through, like, how old you are.
Yeah. That's the thing, too. Like, as you get older, you realize some stuff doesn't really matter.
So much stuff doesn't matter.
Picking your battles, when people used to tell me that, I'm like, yeah. No, everything is a battle. To me. I'm geared up for war. Right. I have all of my shield on. I sleep with metal on. But, yeah, as I get older, I'm just like, this isn't worth it. Like, the other day, my friend was texting me and being kind of condescending because she was, like, protecting herself.
Right.
And I was like, totally, you can have this.
Just take it.
I don't have time or energy, and it's really not going to be worth it for me to even explain to you the other side.
Yeah.
Because some people are so dedicated on only their side also.
But I also feel like those people are so frustrating when they're not open to, like, seeing your side, even if they don't agree. Like, and I think that's, like, that's where the line, too, is with, like, overprotection and jealousy, is that, like, it's fine if someone expresses that they're uncomfortable about something, but I don't think there's ever a time or place when someone's like, you cannot do this.
Oh, my God. One time I was dating a guy in college or, like, right after college, and he was a dancer, and we were living together, and I was going to another dancer's class, and I had just gotten, like, new, like, yellow and white Nikes. I don't know why I was dancing in those, because those are, like, clunky. They're, like, skateboarding shoes.
Okay.
And so I, like, put those on, but then I was like, oh, I'm wearing yellow, so, like, I put these gray sweatpants on and, like, a yellow shirt to match the shoes. Mm-hmm. Like, gross. But, like, I, like, looked ready. And he was like, why are you getting dressed up to go to this guy's class? And I was like, I am wearing clothes. I'm also wearing sweatpants.
Like, it's not like you're, like,
matching my shirt to my shoes. He was, and then he told me, like, I couldn't go.
Whoa.
And then another guy I dated, I was going to another one of my friend's classes, and it was, like, at midnight. They had this thing called Midnight Masters here. Mm-hmm. And they do a dance class at 12 midnight. And he was like, why are you going all the way over there at such a late time to go take this guy's class? And told me not to go to that class either.
Do you think it's going
to
be like an orgy or something? Like, people are so crazy.
Orgy.
Yeah, exactly. Like a dance. Oh, my God. I hate that.
But, like, multiple guys have told me I cannot go somewhere.
I mean, I feel like crazy girls are just more low-key about being crazy, because I have some friends who are literal psychos, but most of them are aware of how psycho they are, which is good. But I don't know. I have friends on both sides who are just so crazy, so jealous.
That's a thing. Is there, like, a cure for jealousy?
I mean, I feel like you just got to learn through the relationship.
Yeah.
You know?
What about jealousy of friends or jealousy that's not in a relationship? Like, how do you deal with if you're jealous of, like, if a friend gets a role or, you know, like,
book something?
Yeah. Or if they find, like, $100 on the ground. Like, you know, even
you're
something,
like,
so
that could have been me.
Right. Or if, like, they get a bomb-ass haircut and, like, yours is terrible that day.
Oh,
like, I wonder.
I mean, jealousy is such a natural emotion. I think it's just learning in life how to control it and how to manage it and deal with it, too. So it's, like, if you're really that, you know, lit up about someone getting a better haircut than you, it's like, maybe you need to do a little self-reflection and, like, figure out why you're so unhappy and you think that person's life is better. Because at the end of the day, like, the grass is always greener.
Always.
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 Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Every single time.
Every single time.
There will never not be a time where the grass isn't greener.
Exactly.
The earlier you can learn that,
the better.
Yeah. You're going to start being happier.
Yeah. So I think it's natural, but also like you need to take some time to figure out why you feel like that. Like where like the root problem is.
Yeah. Speaking of time, we're going to take a quick break while I get this cute dog in the studio.
I'm so excited. It's staring at us from the door.
Your cute little Francisco Chihuahua Terrier. Is that right? Yeah. Our boo. While we get this dog.
Oh, hello. Look at his little tail.
While we get this dog, you can check out another piece of advice that Lauren left us on the Instagram at Just a Tip Podcast. And we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. Lauren's here taking a break from DIYing to be in the studio with us. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I never know what to say after that. Like when we do interviews, it's like you say that and you say that and there's nothing else to say.
And you're like, cool, great. Let's get into it.
Yeah. But before we get into act two, what are you absolutely obsessed with right now? Something that you can't get enough of.
I was actually just like on the way here, I was thinking about how addicting and how addicted I am to boxing right now.
Boxing?
Yeah.
Oh, like actual hit you in the face boxing.
I mean, I don't hit anyone in the face.
Because when you said boxing, just knowing that you're Canadian, I was like, oh, International Boxing Day or whatever that is.
Oh, the shopping day. What is that? Oh my God. It's every American friend and boyfriend that I've ever had is always like, I'm like, oh, do you want to go boxing day shopping? And they're like, oh, what? And it's just like, I had no idea that it's not a thing here.
I always meant to look it up.
So what do you guys call the 26th of December?
The day after Christmas?
St. Stephen.
Stephen?
Who's St. Stephen?
What's that?
Is it St. Nick's brother? He just got like the second best day. Boxing Day is basically like similar to Black Friday where they're just like clear. No, actually.
Yes. No, yeah. It would be like Black
Friday.
Yeah,
kind of like Black Friday where they just like clear everything out and there's like hella sales and stuff.
Sure. Okay. So why boxing?
I don't know. I actually looked it up one time because I was so confused that it wasn't an American thing, but it comes from the UK.
Okay. Yeah. And UK. So wait, you're obsessed with boxing.
Yeah.
Why do you like it so much?
Because I hate cardio. Mm-hmm. Terrible, terrible at cardio. Like to get on a treadmill and run for 45 minutes or an elliptical makes you want to die.
Same.
And boxing is just so fun. I also feel like I'm like a highly... I feel like you and I are a little similar with like being a little neurotic. Are you like a high stress type A type of individual?
Yeah.
Oh, you would love boxing.
Really?
It's a good like release.
Wait, why would I like it so much?
I don't know. Just like punching things. It's like a great, it's like a workout, but then you're also just like getting out all of your like anxiety and stress and frustration and all that stuff. It's so good.
Is it just straight up arm boxing or is it kickboxing too? Or do you have some legs in your arms?
some legs in your arms? the old place I used to go to did kicking as well, but I'm not very flexible, so I wasn't good at that. You'd be so good at the legs part.
Really? So kickboxing is different than normal boxing, though. They would never...
I think so.
Oh, it's a little hybrid situation.
Yeah, I think it's... I think a lot of the places that are doing, like, boxing-based workouts kind of decide which way they want to go with that, if there's, like, legs involved or not.
Is boxing... Do you learn a... combo and then you kind of like punch around to your trainer, or is it just whatever you want to do?
I mean, usually it's based on a combo, so whether you're in like a group class or working with a trainer, they'll set you up with a combo and you're like 1 2 3 4 1 2 or whatever. Yeah.
And then they call it out and you have to remember the numbers and moves.
Yeah. So there's like the one super trendy place right now in West Hollywood is called Rumble. Have you ever heard of Rumble?
No.
Oh my God.
Is that where you go?
What are you doing at 6:30 today?
Oh my God. Going to Rumble, I guess.
So like it's half boxing and half like floor work. Weights and stuff like that and just like body weight stuff. It's such a good workout. So anyway, so they'll put a combo up at like the top of the room and you see the combo and then you just do that for intervals of whatever the time is.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It's so fun. And it's also Rumble. This is like, I don't know if this is anywhere else except for like New York, LA, and San Francisco, but it's like a freaking rave in there.
Really?
And it's
great music.
Great music. So loud.
Lots of drugs.
Black light. Just dark and like rainbow lights coming at you.
Really?
Yeah. It's so much fun.
That sounds so fun.
So fun.
That's like a laser. What's that thing?
Oh, the laser workout?
What's that?
Actually, no, wait. Laser workout. That's not the one I'm thinking of. It's the one where you like.
I was thinking of laser tag. Oh.
That's a workout too.
I mean, that is. I get so stressed in laser tag. It's definitely
Dude,
a workout.
Same. So stressed. No, I was thinking of like the one. I feel like LA just has the weirdest different workout classes that are so like
LA. They're so funny. I want to try all of them.
Yeah,
I've done like four. I did pole dancing, aqua yoga, like paddleboard yoga, which is insane.
Fun. Wait, I think I saw it on Instagram.
Silks. Yeah, and one was like high intensity interval training, which is like I did CrossFit, so that was normal. But I wanted, yeah. Die. I want to try all of them.
No, it's so fun. I tried aerial silks not too long ago.
Yeah?
Also, again, not flexible, so like not my thing, but it was really fun.
Yeah, it's definitely wild.
Yeah.
I am going to train for the circus, which should be fun.
Wait, actually?
Not the real circus. I'm just going to like do it for a video.
Oh, got it. I was like, oh, are we changing careers now?
I could never. I'm so unflexible now. It's horrendous.
I feel it's probably not that bad.
It is. Okay, boxing though. Okay, if you haven't tried boxing, try boxing.
Try boxing.
Cool. So this next segment, it's time for a segment called Tip Jar. I don't have a jingle for this. So after I say the intro, you have to say something.
Oh,
either a sound
God.
Effect or a little something.
Oh my God, what do other
ready?
People do? No, I'm so scared. No, I'm not ready. Oh my God, what do I do? What do I do?
You say literally anything. You can also cough and that will be fine.
Okay.
Ready?
No.
Okay, here we go. It's time for a section called Tip Jar.
Ding!
So cute.
Was that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the part of the show where we talk to Twitter. Tyke. I was almost Canadian for a second. No, Tyke. What accent is that?
That sounds more a little Australian, I feel
like. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Oh, pretty good. I'm getting a thumbs up from my producer, Clementine. Tyke. Is it still good or did I ruin it?
I don't know.
Okay, whatever. This is the part of the show where we take to Twitter for a segment we call Tip Jar. You send in questions. You send in 1 to 2 word suggestions to my Twitter at Megan Batoon, and I choose them and we spitball quick tips on each of these subjects.
Ooh, fun.
Just
okay.
One quick tip. Okay, here we go. This is a good that we're starting with this.
Okay.
Our first one is gym class. Do you have a tip on gym class? Maybe like high school gym class, because that's specific. Do you have a tip on it? Also, were you chosen last or first?
I was like, I would say near the top.
That's good.
Yeah, I was pretty athletic in high school.
That's right. Yeah, you've kind of done everything.
I'm pretty like okay at most sports.
That's cool.
But not, I don't excel at really any of them, but I'm okay at a lot of them.
I couldn't tell you the first thing in any of the sports.
Got it.
I am an expert in sports, but I cannot tell you anything.
Great. Useful.
Yeah. Okay, high school gym class tip. I would say dress out is what is that? What do you call it when you like change? There's like a word for it. I think it's called dressing out.
Dressing out for what?
I
feel like Canadian gym class is very different than American gym class because
what do you do in it?
I don't know. We did like, man, now I can't even remember. I feel like we went through different sports. So we'd do like 2 weeks of volleyball, 2 weeks of basketball, 2 weeks of running, two weeks of whatever.
Right.
Is that right?
I guess. I don't remember because the last thing I remember about being in gym class in high school is my senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher also didn't care. As long as you dressed out, I don't know what I'm saying.
Like showed up in uniform?
Like, yeah, because when the clothes you wear to school are not the clothes that you wear in gym class. You change in the locker room.
Oh, tip, dry shampoo.
That's a great tip.
Dry shampoo.
That didn't exist in high school.
I used baby powder.
That I did too.
Yeah. But like for us dark hair girls, that was always a struggle. It had to be the night before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a dry tip?
Yikes.
Do you have a dry shampoo tip or like favorite brand? Now.
Yeah. It's called
Batiste.
Oh, Psst. Yeah. Have you seen that one?
Yep. I know that one.
Yeah. It's like white with pink and blue and it's literally just called Psst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the Tresemme one. The little travel Tresemmes.
Yeah, I have that one too.
Those are really nice.
That one's good.
There's Not Your Mother's, which is turns out white on your hair.
That one I have not tried.
Yeah.
Won't anymore.
Won't do it. Okay, good. We say, I really want to know if it's called dressing out.
I've never heard that term before, but I am a foreigner to this country.
I sound like a foreigner because who says dressing out? It's something. If you know the answer, hit me up on my Instagram, my Finsta, my podcast Finsta, and let me know if I'm wrong or not. You have a pet named Moose.
I do have a pet named Moose.
Do you have a tip on pet odor?
Pet odor?
Yeah, like if Moose ever smells or if he like leaves a little treat for you.
A poop?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. actually, so I learned this from my dad when I got my house newly painted.
Okay.
But candles burns away like the sticky odors.
Sticky odors?
Yeah. So like paint is like such like a strong, I forget, it's like some kind of chemical reaction where candles help burn out. And I'm sure that's what candles were like made for.
Yeah.
Not just to like aromatherapy and stuff, but it literally burns out the scents that are in the air from other strong chemical things.
That's good. So candles.
Yeah. So like one time Moose pooped when he was a puppy and I didn't know. And so it kind of sat there for like a day in like one side of my house that I don't go to too often. And so I'd walk by and be like, something smells not right, but yeah. I couldn't find it. It was like a rogue poop that I was like, I didn't know where it was. And so eventually I found it and I was like, my house smells like literal poop. It smells like little crap. And so I like lit three candles just like in that room and it was gone.
What candles did you go for?
I'm a Bath and Body Works kind of girl.
I always mess that up and I always say Bed Bath and Body Works.
Me too. That's where I was going with that. It was Bed Bath and Body Works.
They need to collab and just make everyone's lives easier.
Yeah, I agree. I fully agree.
Okay, that's very good. My tip for pet odor is a product called Folex. It's actually from Bed Bath and Beyond.
Body Works.
Oh my God, that's so stressful. It feels like a roller coaster I didn't mean to get on when I start saying Bed Bath & Body Works.
Yeah, agree.
Folex, it's like it comes in a white container and it's got purple writing on it. And it's also good for not only pet odor, but also like spilled wine or blood or coffee.
Oh.
Truly anything that gets on any upholstery, that is your go-to.
Wow.
Like I promise you. I've been using it for like 7 years. I never buy any other cleaning product.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hashtag ad.
Yeah, right? Oh, if they would have, I mean, I don't need it that much, but if they gave me like a lifetime supply, that would be nice. If you had a lifetime supply of anything, like you can get anything in the world, lifetime supply.
Right.
And it can't be money.
Oh, that was definitely, I was like, wait, is this like a free salary?
A lifetime
what
supply
would it be? Of, oh my gosh, this is a really hard question. I don't think I've ever been asked this question before.
I don't think I've ever asked it.
Lifetime supply of, immediately my brain goes to food, like something food related, but I get sick of stuff easily.
So do I.
Yeah, like I'll eat something for a month straight and then be like, oh my God, never come near me again.
Truly bok choy.
Okay, wow. You ate bok choy for a month?
Well, yeah. I mean, not only, but like I was like obsessed with it. I was like, oh, I love bok choy because I had like little remnants in like rice or like Chinese food. And I was like, oh my God, I love bok choy. Then I just started eating like steamed bok choy with other stuff. And then I would just eat straight up bok choy with nothing else. And now I haven't had it since.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like that with everything. Yeah, I get obsessed
with
one thing.
I don't know. Oh my God.
I know.
Maybe like caramel macchiatos?
Yummo. That's good. I've actually never had one of those.
They're very delicious.
I guess I'm very picky with my caramel.
Oh, wow. That's such a specific thing to be so picky about.
I only like my caramel if it's wedged in between chocolate and nougat. Wait, what's in a Twix? It's not nougat. What is that thing?
It's like a wafer. I feel like it's like a cookie almost.
Yum.
There's like cookies. Oh, I love Twix.
I only like caramel in a Twix.
So really like a caramel apple?
I mean, I'll have that too. If there's a Twix in it.
Oh, but if there's no Twix, you'll say no.
Oh, no. I guess I'll have it. Do you have one for me? I'll eat it.
I don't. I did not come ready with a caramel apple.
Okay. I would say maybe like water bottles. But every environmentalist is mad at me.
Megan Batoon, come on. That crossed my mind too. I'm not going to lie. Because I feel like I'm always like, I wish I just had a water bottle to throw in my bag.
A lifetime supply. That's a lot of something. You something that you can't get sick of.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, so maybe caramel macchiato is not the move.
Maybe chapstick.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, because you're going to lose it anyway.
I feel like we're maybe wasting like something that we could be picking of high value. And we're like, ooh, $2 chapstick for life? Heck yeah. We're not can I get a new MacBook Pro every year for when mine dies?
True. Oh yeah, yeah, I guess a phone would be good because they make them to diminish.
But like, would the deal be that you get the newest one or you get the same one for a lifetime?
Ooh, I guess I don't know the stipulations.
Yeah, there's...
Maybe it's whatever the model is when you make the wish. When you seal the deal of your lifetime supply, right, that's the highest you'll ever get.
You can go.
So maybe you shouldn't get technology.
That's what I mean. Maybe technology
is not the move.
And you should
get chapstick.
Yeah, maybe chapstick. I mean, that's... You're tried and true, you know? Chapstick.
Do you have a tip? Oh, this will be good. On DIY. Just one tip.
Oh, one tip?
Only one.
Just go for it. I feel like people get so stressed out about having to like follow rules or not follow rules or like there being no rules. People get so stressed out, but just like... I mean, I just feel like there's no rules on DIY. You can follow directions of like a DIY kit exactly to the directions if you want, and you're still DIYing it.
Yeah.
Or you can go completely rogue and just do what you want.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I think my tip on DIY is figure out if you want to do it yourself.
Yeah, before you get too deep into it. Yeah.
Because there's been so many times at like my house that I'm like, oh, I can do this.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I should never do this again.
I shouldn't do this.
Like I made barn doors one time, which was awesome.
What?
But after one time, I was like, I'm going to hire someone to do the other ones.
Yeah. I feel like wallpaper is one of the things that I'm
No.
Yeah. That I'm always like, I could probably do this myself. And I'm like, I should hire someone.
I did that.
Yeah.
That's exactly. I got wallpaper that is able to be put on wall with like just water.
Yeah, the sticky stuff.
Yeah, water adhesive. And by the time I did it once and I had a pattern that you had to line up, it was like a flower like foliage pattern. And I instantly watered one sheet of it and I called someone.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
wallpaper is not something to like venture into by yourself.
Yeah. Do not DIY wallpaper.
Do not DIY wallpaper.
Do you have a tip on hoodies?
Oh, oversized always.
Yes!
Oversized.
Dude, I saw that the video you did where you cut the sleeves off and cropped it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so cool. I've never thought about doing that ever in my life.
The Shane Dawson one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one turned out pretty cute.
That's so sick.
Yeah.
It looked like really good.
Oh my God, thanks, girl.
I was like, oh shoot, I should probably do this to some of mine.
I have so many. How many hoodies do you think you have?
Honestly, not much because I just did that Marie Kondo thing.
You did? If it doesn't give you, what is it?
Wait, if it doesn't spark joy for
you. Spark joy, that's it.
Spark joy.
Wow.
Did you not do it yet?
Oh, no.
You won't do it?
No.
It's the best thing
ever. I have so many hoodies.
I had so many, and I think I kept like 4 or 5.
Oh, my God. Okay, my thing is, too, is that when I do merch, I end up with so many testers.
Same. Yeah.
And even just blanks.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I try and do, like, a purge in my closet maybe every season, but, like, I probably have 60 plus hoodies.
No.
I'm a hoodie girl.
Do you have a hoodie closet?
No, but I have a hoodie section.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I think we have a friend that has a hoodie closet, unless I'm making it up.
That's goals.
I think she does.
I need a hoodie closet.
Hoodie closet. Do you have a tip on kale?
Don't eat it.
Also, when is the first time you've ever heard of kale? I feel like it just started getting like,
I don't know. My mom's kind of been like a healthy person forever.
Really?
And she like will try and sprinkle it into a salad. And I'm like, I'm not going to eat that.
Is your mom the Japanese one?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a Japanese
thing.
What is it? What is kale? Like vegetable?
Yeah. I don't know.
A lettuce?
A lettuce. It's a
lettuce. Is a lettuce a vegetable?
Family. Yeah. Right?
Or is lettuce its own thing?
No, I think it's a vegetable.
Sure.
Yeah.
My tip on kale is roast it if
or
you're
going
to eat it. Juice it.
And like put other things in it so you don't know you're eating it. I'm just not a kale fan.
Yeah. I don't really like kale unless it's roasted. Roasted kale chips are bomb.
Oh, I'll eat a kale chip.
Yeah.
Put a little salt on it and bake it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm in.
And bake it.
I'm in.
Do you have a tip on leftovers while we're in the kitchen?
Oh, leftovers? Okay, so I started doing this because I started wasting so much food because I couldn't remember on, like, what day I cooked things or when I got a takeout container.
Yeah.
And so I try and, like, stack them in order of when I need to eat them.
From top to bottom.
Yeah, from top to bottom. So top is, like, the one that's going to go bad the soonest.
Yeah, that's super smart.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks, girl.
You want to know what I did?
What?
Which is way worse than that.
What's your tip?
It's not my tip. It's just what I did instead of your smart
thing.
Do you
label them?
I label that. Yeah, I put scotch tape on the bottom of whatever it is and
I've thought about that. I have a label maker and I'm like,
do I want to take this? Do not label maker.
Your leftovers.
Like, I think this is committing too hard to the leftover game.
That is so neurotic. I love it. That's hilarious. Are you a Monica of Friends?
Okay, so didn't watch a ton of Friends.
This is outrageous.
I know. I'm sorry. I've upset a lot of people by this fact. Like, I kind of just watched it here and there. Like, yeah. But I know who everyone is, but I don't super know. Like, mm-hmm. I know Phoebe's like the smelly cat one. Like, you know, like, I just don't have like a full understanding of all of their personalities.
Yes. But you know, okay, so what do you know? Let's go through each character and you tell me what you know about
them. Okay, Joey was like the funny guy.
Okay.
Right?
Well, I mean, they're all funny.
They're all funny, but I feel
what do you say about Chandler then if you think Joey's funny?
Chandler to me came off as like dad vibes.
Dad vibes?
Yeah.
Okay, well then what do you think
Chandler,
about Ross?
Chandler end up with Monica, right?
Yes.
Okay, but, spoiler alert.
Okay, but what do you think of Ross then?
See, Ross is the one that I don't know about, but I did see a meme yesterday with Nicolas Cage's face on Ross's face, and it just looked even more like Ross.
Yes, I saw that meme.
Okay,
as well.
Yeah.
Because I would say that Ross has dad vibes.
Ross came off as a little derpy to me. Not like derpy, but like aloof, maybe?
Okay, that seems like Joey.
Joey, I feel like, was like the sassy, witty one to me.
That's Chandler.
That's Chandler. Oh my God, I know nothing. I know nothing.
Okay, the girls might be easier. What about Rachel? Jennifer Aniston.
Rachel, she was like the cool girl?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, Phoebe was like the weird one.
Yes.
And Monica had lots of dating problems, right?
What, Phoebe?
Yeah.
I think they all had dating problems.
Okay, got it. Phoebe, for some reason, I guess those were the episodes that I watched where Phoebe had dating problems. And then Monica... mom mode?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Cool!
Okay, yeah, that's all I got.
What did you watch growing up? What was, like, your go-to sitcom, like, after school, before school?
Probably, like, Disney Channel stuff. Watched a lot of Lizzie McGuire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of Lizzie McGuire. And even, like, the Cartoon Network stuff. I watched, or Nickelodeon, like, SpongeBob, Hey Arnold, yeah. The Weekenders.
Oh, my God, Hey Arnold. Did you see this Disney Channel original movie called Mermaid Man? Or Merman?
No, I didn't. Did you ever see Motocrossed?
Yes.
That was like, I loved the boy in Motocross. That was like one of my strongest early crushes.
Funny that we are talking about Friends, one of my strongest early crushes was Ross.
Really?
My first sexual dream ever was Ross, or David Schwimmer, Ross Geller, and me in a shower. We were taking a shower together.
Wow.
And I was like very young.
Sessy.
Very.
Wow.
Sessy and steamy.
Sessy and literally steamy.
Yeah.
Wow.
What about now? Who's your, like, celebrity crush if you have one?
Oh, God. I'm so bad at this question because I don't really follow too much celeb culture, I feel like. I don't know.
I don't really have a celebrity crush either after... I really like... Is his name Topher Grace from That 70s Show? He also played Spider-Man in one of the other...
What?
Movies?
He played Spider-Man?
Did he?
Tobey Maguire?
Oh, wow.
There's been like so many different Spider-Mans too. It's like, I don't know which one we're talking about.
I just mixed up two people thinking they're the same person.
Oh, no.
That was a really Mary-Kate and Ashley situation.
Oh, my God. Wait, do you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Okay. I just started. So, yeah, I literally just started. Anyway, there's a guy in Game of Thrones who I thought was Harvey Dent for the first three seasons. And
I don't
Batman,
know who that is.
Harvey Dent. He was like the bad person. He was like the bad guy, the villain in was it Batman? Oh my God.
I love that.
The Dark Knight. Yeah. Harvey
Wait,
Dent.
I thought that was Heath Ledger.
No, he's the Joker.
Oh, dear
Harvey
God.
Dent had like the half face of
half face
stuff.
Two Face. What's his name? Two Face.
I mean, I'm like, my pop culture is just like so messed up. I don't know.
We don't know anything. We're really bad at this.
Yeah. Terrible.
Okay, but Harvey Dent is your crush?
No!
Oh, okay!
They're gonna look like there's a guy in Game of Thrones who I thought was Harvey Dent for the first three seasons, then I learned he's not.
Okay.
End of story.
Okay, our last tip is on, I can choose one or the other.
Oh my God, fun.
Actually, you can choose.
Oh, I can choose. Okay, great.
Choose one or two.
Okay. I don't know them?
No, you don't know them.
Two.
Well, okay, I'll give it to you.
Oh, okay.
Phone etiquette or musicals? Which one do you want to end on? What do you have a better tip for?
Phone etiquette.
Okay, what's your tip on phone etiquette?
Are we talking about texting or phone call?
Anything about the phone you can run with.
Oh, God. I think it's just like replying. Don't be a dick about not replying.
That's good.
Yeah.
What if you forget to reply? Like, do you ever open a message and you're like, oh, I'll get to that because you're doing something else and then you forget?
I mean, I do, but then I'm always like, oh my God, I'm so, like a day later, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
that.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to touch on it because we don't have time for how much I want to talk about it. But I do love Sorry.
Sorry?
That's pretty good.
Is that American? Sorry?
Yeah.
I feel like you guys just switch the O's and make them A's.
Oh, yeah.
And everything. That's what I've noticed.
That's what I've noticed.
Yeah.
In my searches. Okay. So you're actually really good at replying.
I'm so good at replying. Yeah. Just because I hate when I'm like trying to plan something and someone's just like not replying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally hate that. So no red receipts.
No red receipts. Oh my God. Dangerous. Dangerous territory. That's how you get in trouble.
Retreat, retreat,
yeah,
retreat.
Retreat, retreat.
Okay. My thing for phone etiquette is put your phone in a different room when you're trying to do something.
Oh, agree.
Okay.
That's There's like good. Apps that will like lock your phone too.
Like, but how much locking? Because you know, you on yeah. screen time, you can do like
right
limit me, and then you're like, oh, ignore anyway. I need to do something.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or give it to someone else.
Give it to someone else.
Yeah.
The phone.
The phone.
But then you have like your iMac or whatever, and you can always
get around
it. I know.
Messages are like because I text from my laptop all the time. Yeah. And it's tough. You can't escape it.
You can't. I was just watching. I recently was teaching you how to dance.
Oh my God, yeah. Can't wait.
And you should watch, if you're listening right now.
When's this coming out?
This is coming out after this is yours, as I'm sure.
Okay.
This is coming out in March.
Got it. Okay.
Wait. Either way, I think it'll be
okay, out. So this video's been out.
Go back and watch this video. Lauren learns how to dance in a day, and you did great.
Oh my God,
number
thanks.
One, you looked beautiful.
Oh my God, thank you.
But, oh, where was I going with this?
Huh, I don't know. Thanks for the compliments anyway.
I'll take all the compliments. I honestly don't remember what I was saying. So go watch the video.
Just a little free promo.
Speaking of promos, where can people find you?
Wait. Was it that you were choreographing the dance? So you put your phone somewhere?
No.
Oh, okay. Shot in the dark. I'm sorry.
I really wish I could remember. Either way. What's the channel name? Where can people find you on the internet?
YouTube.com/LoreDIY.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Follow her on all of her social media. And I hope one day I will learn what I was going to say.
I hope it comes. I'm sure you'll text me tonight and be like, oh my God, I remembered.
Yeah, this is really sad.
It's okay. Old age, you know. It comes with the territory, getting older.
I'm crying. If you have a sticky situation or burning concern, email us at justatipshow@gmail.com and be sure to sign off sleepless in Seattle style so we don't out your true persona. Also, double points if you mention your age because that helps you in the end. Rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts because life is a doozy. And what will remedy that? That's right, 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.